Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to Pete's Points Daily Flash Briefing. It's our final topic on ratings errors, and we're going to talk about the recency effect. That sounds like a drama movie. The recency effect. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
You all can just figure out what this one is. It's about whatever was recent is what I remember during the evaluation. So if I'm rating you in December and in November you finished a big project and didn't follow up and didn't follow through and all of that, I'm going to rate you lower for the entire year because that's what I remember. Similarly, you were not a great employee January through August, but boy, you really came. You brought your A game in October and November. I remember that. So I'm going to rate you higher on all of your competencies when it comes to that's wrong. That's rater bias. Again, you all have to document throughout the year so that you can give an overall view of the entire 12 months of somebody. That's the only way to give them a successful performance appraisal. So again, these were your five ratings errors: the halo effect, the compare and contrast effect, the central tendency error, similar to me. And today we talked about recency. Now, some people I know have done away with performance appraisals altogether, but I know a lot of us out there are still doing the annual review. When the next time you have to do one, keep in mind these five ratings errors, and it'll help you give more appropriate and accurate feedback to your employees. Hey, if you're enjoying these Pete's Points Flash Briefings, tell a friend. Tell them they can listen on any streaming device. I appreciate all of our listeners, both here in the United States and internationally. I appreciate you more than you know. Have a great Friday, everybody.